The book, The Best 379 Colleges, looks at roughly 15% of all four-year schools and judges them based on academic rigor and uniquely surveys each student attending those schools. David Soto is the co-author of the book.
That student survey opinion information allows us to craft not only a narrative, but all of our 62 unique ranking lists based on different criteria, including quality of life, academics, administration, any of those factors that help college-bound students and their parents make a decision as to where they want to spend those 4 years.
College of the Ozarks has a long standing with the book, currently on a number of rankings like Town Gown Relations and Best Run Colleges. Elizabeth Hughes, Public Relations Director at C of O, also adds that it's also proud to be a part of the Stone Cold Sober ranking.
Number one, it shows the sobriety of the students on campus. It also takes into account the number of study hours required for the academic rigor.
The Princeton Review has also recognized another roughly 650 schools in its region-by-region category, absent any hierarchical or category listing. In the Midwest region, that includes Drury and Missouri State University. Drury received positive feedback from students about the small, intimate feel of the campus and the organizations made available to them. Mike Brothers, Director of Media Relations at Drury, says in-depth surveys like the Princeton Review makes a difference with college-bound students.
They do tend to bring some attention to a school, and it's a very competitive landscape.
Students put Missouri State on the best regional list for its professional business opportunities and Greek life. David Soto, co-author of The Best 379 Colleges, says it's all for the incoming students and their families.
Can't get that information from just looking at an admissions view book that a school puts out. So we go directly to whom we consider to be college experts, and those are currently enrolled students, to come up with this information.
In addition to the Princeton Review, rankings from U.S. News and World Report are expected to be released in September. For KSMU News, I'm Anna Thomas.